Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to How to Gael with Dhirin Louise and Shiva, an Acast production.
Fáilte ar an Ascaidí, How to Gael, Lumsa Dhirin.
Lumsa Louise.
Agus Lumsa Shiva.
Conas tosh fy nuf gals.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Tosh just fel rhaid. Tha mw go ffos rhaid o gym a hefyd mig hen, ag yn dair sioch thyn efo'r sultry.
Absolutely. Sometimes I think you sound a little bit sexier when you're husky.
Well, you would think that because you have a husky voice.
Erin Radley. Well, hi also lads. Modern Day Cadeen, we were at the RTS Awards on Tuesday night, Tuesday gone, the Royal TV Society.
Royal Television Royal Society.
Television, I should fucking know that. And
it was a kind of a 2 day hangover vibe that you Louise, we threw a
But also, but the reason I'm saying it is because the husky voice, I was like, dollar in radio trying to justify the fact that I sounded like, do you know, when spoken before you go on the radio, like I hadn't, I hadn't woken up in time to wake up my voice on Madden Chin.
But Fresh and K, if you're too HFA, Larry Glow.
I know, but like, just my fame.
That's not trying to be sassy. Who would you be talking to?
Like? No, it's like literally like, okay, Nick, when I'm showing my anus, it's so sad. No one, but like, you know, you do your little pay of suicide, like you might do a few vocal exercises. I have never done them, but like, do you know what it's like? It's like when you've just gotten your makeup done. When you get your makeup, or when you do your own makeup and you're indoors and then you go outside and you like face the elements and the eyes are weeping and the mascara is down your face. It's like that with the voice as well. So I'd obviously was up and Ira and drinking my morning coffee, but by the time I actually sat down in front of the microphone, Modern Day Cadeen, I was like,
you were croaking.
Oh God. Well, look, you know, you're still in the job.
Yeah. Oh, I said it in air. I was like, I was led astray by two wild ones.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Led astray, yeah.
Come on. If you miss a gen of train ear to the wall, we're in my ear to the wall, I'd say, if we free new, if we caher, and I was dragged back in.
Oh, yeah. Against your will. You were
kicking and screaming there.
Absolute cheek of her, right? You'd a head start on me, Erin Ehashin, because I was Erin's thought, so I didn't get to meet you until afterwards. Met Shiva for about 30 seconds, and the next thing she comes up to me and is like, oh, Louise, I'm McDullough Wally. Bye. I was like, no, you're fucking not.
Yeah, I stayed for another 3 hours.
So I bought her two drinks, a 2-in-1.
Oh, look, the luscious tones of Dublin city centre.
You're like, stop lying, Shiva.
I'm actually right. This is embarrassing to admit, but do you remember this, Shiva? So we were at the bar, August catting me, like, I think I got because I bought a few drinks for a few. I bought about 6 drinks, okay? And we ended up having 2 vodkas each. One came in a plastic glass, and one came in a actual Glenac. So we were like, let's down the one in the plastic glass so we don't have to carry it around, and then just carry the glass. So we stood at the bar like, not the event to be downing drinks.
Well,
not
actually, really. John, I've boned fix the 2 ye because the 3 of us were in a round done Ehe. Well, it was kind of and then at one stage Chunig man vertigo to the harem. And you had 2 fresh drinks.
Sorry, can I just
say, was it? I never remember being in a
round. Sorry, I was at, and so I was like, oh, Louise, I was obviously like, where's my drink? And you just handed me, as you were running past, you handed me your nearly empty drink. Was like, oh, there you go, there now. And you fucked off, the pair you fucked off. And I was left in the conversation. I couldn't really kick up a fuss because I was with someone I didn't really know and they would have thought I was very rude. But suffice to say, I was not impressed.
Can I just say it was an imaginary round? No one was in a round. I didn't buy one drink because I was going home.
Jesus, I bought loads of drinks.
We bought a lot of drinks.
I didn't buy one because I was like, can I need to make a McSlawn? And then someone just had, and 2 of you were trying to make me stay, so you were handing me drinks. So.
Do you know what I think I handed you? I did the cheek. I handed you the arse of that plastic cup.
Yeah,
but I didn't. But I failed to down.
It was unreal. But and then actually at the end of the night, I don't know if you remember this, I haven't said it yet, but we, of course then, Shiva snuck off at one stage when myself and Louise went on to, there was another kind of party on up the road in a late night bar. And of course, we were the fucking last two to leave there as well.
Shocker.
And just when we were going out the door, Louise like, we'll do a round of Jager bombs out for the road.
No, I did not.
You did. You wanted to do it with August. We're going to beep out the names. And you're like, come on, we'll do a round of Jager bombs.
We didn't get Jager bombs, did we?
No, your man was like, I call last orders 15 minutes ago. That's it. It's gone. So thanks be to God.
Oh my God, ni Queen Limshin.
Oh no, look, Anna Iha Aoun. It was like, Visha does have a, I don't know, on a hold for Rinna Louise on job. Visha Louise, co host Solon Iha, because Visha just fucking brilliant.
Gals, actually, our Queen lives, sorry now. There was another piece of the Iha that's just after coming back to me when I was egg Dogway Makota in the dressing room, the Shomer Fesh. So we ran in and like, to say we hijacked the Shomer Fesh, anyway, the three of us, the gals, I was getting changing whatever out of my into my coat, and Thirin and Jeeva were tucking into the bag of Doritos
for like, delicious
for the act. And gals, it was our Cador Lekela in Liberty Hall.
Yes,
could you give me much bio error? Show bio.
And exciting, and exciting. Yeah,
it was.
Kai Keith, they're hooking an episode to him off. If I get Kai Keith. Yeah. And Bechdini and Nafula Coney and Lackley are fucking delighted because everyone's shut up talking about the live show.
Yeah.
So. Nervimer in Holland, Searshig, Vimer, Coyne, to me, Aller Star, and all the rest. And Shivan York, of course, a staunch Conor na Gaeilge head. So she is loyal to one man and one man only.
Oh, Jesus.
Pádraic McPherson.
Oh, my God. Not after the fucking information you told me. I am not loyal to him whatsoever.
Well, no, in fairness, this is very little known. So, allegations. There have been allegations of paedophilia made against Pádraic Pearce. By the way, like, this is, I feel like, sure, how can we, you know, it's over 100 years ago since he died. I don't know, but I told Shiva that I would find the poem that incriminates him, and I'm going to recite it for you now.
Basically, Theron was shouting around Liberty Hall, Pádraic Pearce is a pedo.
I know.
Lads.
Allegedly. So this is, you can make up your own mind after you hear
this. Was this all as well before I even met you? You were so well on it.
No. If you were a glare to Peter Cooper, then though, that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay,
Kailas, I'm not going to be shin anywhere near.
Okay, well, I've just been trying to. I've been trying to set the scene to recite my piece of fiddles, and then you interject.
Sorry.
Okay,
go on.
It's called The Little Lad of Tricks. Little lad of tricks, full well I know that you have been in mischief. Confess your fault truly. I forgive you, child of the soft red mouth. I will not condemn anyone for a sin not understood. Raise your comely head till I kiss your mouth. If either of us is the better of that, I am the better of it. There is a fragrance in your kiss that I have not yet found in the kisses of women or in the honey of their bodies. So I'm actually going to stop now because I just think it's really fucking weird. There you go.
That's proof enough.
And Kate Greaven Dungeon?
Pádraic Pearce, as in of 1916 proclamation fame. Famously executed by the British.
Cancelled. He's cancelled. We're cancelling Pádraic McPherson. You heard it here first.
Oh my God. Oh God. And he died for Ireland.
Nobody's perfect.
Taimin a Seachtain a Seo Cailíní, How to Bake. So it's just spragha because there a Seachtain on Sierra Buink, Gorla, Féile Pádraic, the Misha Agsmavóher, the Mesfile Mlaclia, and we did a Guinness cake. Yeah, and Hogshan Larfad, but then we were like, we were a tour to Machme, we cut the rod, just Narmer own Presla, and you know, we take our baking very seriously, Savale. And this that Shinna Rudger Sprag on Tama on Tachtan Show. So I want to ask you, will Leah Guivler Ruddy Milisha?
Oh, it is the way to my heart is baked goods.
Really?
Cade Fungate, yeah.
Yeah, in Team Lat, Michelat, but never in my life have I baked anything really. I'm absolutely shite.
Never.
She doesn't even have sugar in the apartment.
No,
you know that? She doesn't have a bag of sugar.
Gum, Neil Ainrod Gum, Nirian May, Akmiat Valle, Nervius Skull. I was an art girl.
Yeah.
I actually did art from research.
Usually exclusively.
But you have to pick between count. Like,
just, it does go, Bader.
See the cloche. They didn't have the full range. Yeah. The education wouldn't be great there now.
It was quite limited. Via Maturin, but you have to definitely be on row either like Ali and no Kjol, no Achmi as well. So you kind of went down one of the three routes.
But I'd say that was just Mariella Schedel in the school.
Bader, but Nidolam Grav Aina, like, I don't think Aina did like Egnia Vale, Kyol, August Alien. I don't think you could have been that craw. You'd have to have it out of science or a language.
I did.
What did you do?
I did Kyol, Achmiach Bale, and I'm trying to think. I don't think Erin Matt Allian done
Ortish.
No,
did biology, art, and French.
We definitely had Allian though. I think we had Allian like or Nuchosa Tachtan. I can't remember.
But not for the junior cert.
No, oh my god, I didn't do any Oliachtagar and Leaving Cert.
Really?
No. Yeah, because at that stage I knew, like, Toscom and Cleag and Nibri and Ma Agna, I'm very much a big picture woman, like, yeah. See the nitty gritty. I know what an atom is, but that's about it.
That's like fucking physics or something, though. Biology, you would have loved.
No, that's like, yes. She like in Chéad. Oh, yeah, no, big time is Brad.
Beholiach Mordos. I'm going to mention Beholiach Tiroliacht.
I did Tiroliacht too, actually.
Okay, girls, I actually don't care. This is about baking.
Extra subject.
Oh, so Nirianthus Achniath Vala Kadirid.
Girls, you've hijacked my topic. Sorry. Jesus, this isn't about how to do your junior
Okay, search. So I'll sum it up in a sentence. Love to eat the baked goods. Don't cook them. Can't. Haven't. No interest in that now.
Okay. Shiva.
No, like it's brawl me to air. Like if I go into a shop and if I'm having a treat, straight to the bakery.
Yeah.
Especially the one in Lidl because it's free. But
it is if you eat it's it nice. Before you get to the till.
And also, it's like, you know the rip off cookies of the M&S cookies in Lidl, which are the hardest material. Like, what are they made of? Like iron? Like there's like, I don't know, zinc?
I'm not a cookie girl, though.
What?
Sorry now. Do you know where I would have been in my cookie era in Orvius Savanskull? We had a Subway next door to the school.
Subway cookies now, really.
Yeah. M&S cookies are. But
I grew out of the cookies then.
Your cookie era is over.
Cookie era, Finn.
And then, I would never bake. I prefer cooking.
Sorry, no. Didn't I not see you make a banana bread there at the Scalta?
Yeah, and did you see how bad it was? I only put it on my close friends. That's how bad it was.
Actually, but because you could identify what the problem was.
I had no raising agent, so it was glued to Lekiela. It was honestly like a piece of rubber. You could put it under your door to stop it. I still ate the whole fucking thing now.
It was like
a rubber. You could have rubbed out your rubber volume letter.
But Anna is sustainable, in fairness to you.
Yeah, just well, no way. Gutamere Modern, and I knew I had four brown bananas. She has thyre, and I was like, I actually woke up like a rose out of bed, like, I need to make banana bread.
But at least something rose, huh?
Hey!
You know what, Lil in COVID, when everyone was in their fucking baking eras, Ross Person put up a really nice. I was doing the whole lot. Yeah. I jumped on every COVID trend, Sawale. I was doing it all. Working out, planting fucking flowers, like, I was doing it all. Rewilding the garden in one patch, actually. So, anyway,
I'd love to have seen that.
I know, and it was a really nice chat.
There's one daisy left.
Yeah. We actually moved. It was so funny. We got kicked out of that house. We had to move to Tach El Elimnach. But I had like planted these really nice, like pink, I don't even know what, some kind of a bush. And I'm always so curious. I'd love to knock on the door and be like, are they still there?
I'd love to know how
they're doing. Sorry, banana bread during lockdown was the thing I cooked. Roz Purcell has a really nice recipe.
Yeah.
And that then is the extent of my baking.
Okay.
I gave it up then again.
Any really modern recipes, Roz Purcell? Oh, we'll get into this. No, I really like Roz Purcell. I like her as a person.
No,
it's, you know what it is? I'm not into the fucking veganism and the alternatives and Ruddy Martin. Like my Thomas Shadilla Bacall, I couldn't be fucking arsed with whizzing up a bag of dates. Do you know what I mean? Because a million calories is really shin anyway. So like, if you're trying to do a healthy option, like, newsflash, anything with like peanut butter and a load of dates whizzed up is like probably twice the amount of calories as a normal cake.
I'm so offended right now.
There's Shafir. I know.
Hashtag Floragate. But like, yeah. I mean, you don't use flora when you're cooking, do you? I mean, like,
if baking. You're baking, depends what the, if it's margarine
or
whatever.
Oh, what a waste of fucking baked, but flora in it. We won't even bother.
Let's stop here.
Let's have. No, sure. Have you a sweet tooth, though? You're a devil for the sweet tooth.
Every one of my teeth are sweet. Like, I fucking could live on sweets. I love sweets. Sweets, not baked stuff, like jellies, red licorice strings.
Okay.
I love those actual teeth that are sweets. Do you know those powdery teeth? I love them. I love like bonbons. I love anything that is a fucking bag of sugar. Sweets are the way to my heart.
Are the way to your heart. What about you, Shiva?
Yes, but like Mardor mates, honestly, baked goods, like it's Malham Shockloid jellies, I'm not mad about. I'm not into
brand
them.
Brand chair and jelly now, though.
I just find them very artificial. I don't know.
But they don't grow on trees, like, yeah.
Neither do fucking croissants, but I like them. Like.
No, I get what you mean. North Amishiga Hiradegan, and I can just feel that there's so much, like, I can feel there's just so much. Yeah.
Like, Matashi'd own, I'm going to eat them.
Of course.
But need can own, eat my fane. But, do you know what? I kind of have, I've weaned myself off kind of having a sweet treat ag deire an lei víag sé mar nós literally gacil ihe need to have my chocolate hobnobs and my cup on tea
okay.
and have kind of weaned myself off
and will she now Er cúst go bhfuil tú like a golfúd an fanis.
No, just ní raibh an téim a gcoin like kind of na rud the all tear fat homily. You know, like yeah. we weren't running to the shop. Like the house is full of fuil a her thought na co free agus and Krishna full of. And I, it's just kind of it's not been there.
Yeah,
okay. so yeah. I'm not. I don't have.
Oh, like a staple in our home, Cofra in Limerick is red licorice strings. That's so weird. But actually,
oh my god,
toss you down on timer, father. I love them.
You're a posta. Yeah.
I adore red licorice string.
I'm somewhere in the middle of the two there yeah. now. I think. But you know what, Tamishka Hulk, you know Trish. Dinair being creus uvasachurum yes. agor rodegan milish agoni and it just like even more like all day I might not have thought of it all but that as soon as my last yeah. bite of the dinner is in the gob I'm like right yeah. what are we having
but it's noakes day
yeah
it's where it goes with dahi air yeah. but I'm scoping
to yeah totally
but like nura kumar go like talk mawamogs mudog ni gach ila baila milshog
yeah.
count over her
fair play to her
do you know what I mean like
yeah. good Irish woman
bring it back bring yeah, back milshog
yeah, absolutely
bring back milshog
a balanced diet
yeah you know? but I love it it's kind of like you've done the full circle you've sat down to have your meal then you've your little cup on tea your little briska whatever and then you're kind of I don't know
yeah
lawn. I should be anyway yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're fucking jumping
now, so I know Shiva is a co-cra like I know you're into your cooking bits so Shiva if you're not a baker or sorry Louise if you're not a baker are you a co-cra
if I have to like I will
do you know what you're really good at actually is
being served my food
yeah and ordering just eat or yes. yeah you're great at that yeah. you're very good at that in fairness to you so look
yeah like know? I just think it's on like it's weird like when I was actually if I go back to COVID times again when I had the structure the while I limnach and I had the time and the structured days where I was like yeah. cooking for Declan or cooking for two or making us breakfast lunch and dinner
yeah.
then I would do it and I'm well able to like do you know like poach an egg or make a whatever dinner yeah. if I have to I can actually do a nice I think actually brunch is where I really come into my own.
Oh really? Yeah. What's your brunch meal?
Like poached eggs with hollandaise sauce and yes. rashers.
Do you make your hollandaise sauce yourself?
Yes.
Oh good. Yeah, okay, yeah, tell yeah. me your technique.
Using Kerrygold.
Yes,
of course.
The only way to go.
A bit of vinegar.
Do you put vinegar in your hollandaise?
Yeah, like I do like, I love a vinegary hollandaise.
Do you?
Kick kind of vinegar yeah. I be in.
Well, better going, better squeeze lemon ish again.
Oh,
and like we would just like dissect okay like all our different yeah. recipes and be like Colleen Kenneth or Colleen Clee is fair so I'm just into this
yeah well sorry that like geez I feel like I'd want to be in the right mindset to go making poached eggs and hollandaise yeah. sauce. You know what I
well,
mean?
It's a lot. It's a stress with the timing because that hollandaise sauce, once it curdles, you're fucked. And yeah. it's got a really good sweet spot for about
there's
5 minutes between yeah. the creach and when you serve it over your eggs. Yeah. And then, yeah. Okay, so I'm impressed getting into hollandaise sauce, yeah. actually, to be honest.
Yeah. And then my other rod, if I was going to do something near tapula for brunch, I love a bagel with cream cheese and rashers.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Has to.
Anyone
can
make that. Like,
yeah.
I'm so good at making
I started toasting my bagel. Yeah. Wahoo, Louise.
Have you ever made them?
Absolutely not. No, I've never made bread. I've never, like, I could do Rice Krispie buns.
No, come on, girls. We're not descending into things that a 5-year-old could do. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
sorry, no, like, I've no grow to be in the kitchen, like, yeah. cooking up a storm or baking up a storm. It does nothing for me. Like, I do like the methodicness of making a dinner if you have the time to do it I think it's stunning set all your ingredients you know Erlahe have put on your nice podcast How to Quail is great one to listen to while you're cooking and
you're preaching to the conversion already if they hear this
and then you make your dinner so Shinga Holland but could I live my life without ever having to cook again or bake like probably yeah I'd
okay
be
okay Samil cod futa
oh it's bonnet coke rocks
yeah
oh it's yeah. bonnet yeah and Northeast Farlam Lalin and Layla, then if I be make Sue Lesh and Trace Shin, it's like my wind down time.
Okay, do you bake like Ruddy Agor? Because you said now the way to your heart is true, break goods. Like, do you bake things like Mar Bruntness Sedina or like.
No.
Would you?
No, I like going to like a Circle K and getting the shittiest pastries you can get.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I like those like those pecan plats.
Do you?
Yeah, those little custard Danishes. Love them.
Okay, well, Tosh's delicious.
Yeah, but shite like.
Yeah, but what about Agor Lobber Head and Egg? Would you make them a cake?
No.
Would you not?
No, just No.
Oh my god.
I agree.
Yeah.
Girls, like, this is desperate.
Why would you like?
Just, yeah.
No, Kenny and Blahna the Gokkina. Blahna is my go to.
Okay.
Greff or Marion now, actually funny, in our house is the complete opposite to me, and thought she co skillos kitchen.
Yeah.
She's class for our engagement, I think it was, or something. She made us this amazing like love heart that had like a little hammer, and you hammered through Louise and Declan, and in the middle there was loads of sweets.
Oh, God.
You know, like this little
oh my god, that's like very impressive.
Great crash,
like the yeah. Great. Oh, but level. No, thought she like our level Ella now, Marion. Wow. And she would always
She's
be
a scientist, isn't she?
She is, yeah. And the entrepreneur, she'd be the one that would always in our house, you know, be a coke rock, like bulk all stuff for Brellos.
Well, you know what they say, baking is a science and cooking is an art, so that makes sense. I remember like Harther, Alman, Kate, Kamina, like I'd be making pancakes, Gach Madden Day Sahring, we'd be like, oh yeah, definitely.
Wow. You're led the bomb.
No, Mahane. I was able to make the Mahane.
Oh, and God, like Matilda.
I know. I left such a deprived childhood. But no, even like the Colleeny or Skull, like the Colleeny Glaregrass or Skullo, they were all like really Gamaha Balkal. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm really shocked at this.
No, Vime on a Hokalesh Ogasmani Soiga Maris Rode, I think, or Yen Tish Mahori led the Neogasakistian. Like it was Rud Gavate Livian of Lakela. So I think Vime on a Hokalesh. Tashinis Mola Feshkin to McGriffinis Oiga, like. It was obviously Ruthie Enemar Gominic Lay because she's a brilliant baker because being she going to Balk all okay. stuff. But I just kind of grew out of it. But Vise, yeah, it was kind of came in a Cahav I'm sure she Brawl in the end of like, it's Queen Lumvi, Lower Idis. It was like 50 different types of muffins and we were like trying to get through the book, you know,
cute.
And get all rushed in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, Vime on a Hokele Shock is my joke. She could ask me a Cahav I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bonding like the Hishmori.
I think Marion and Thane in our. Oh, really, that was at it. She was great. But it's Queen Lamactic Fosnia's Nana. Both of my nanas in Ballyhig were amazing bread makers. You'd always go to their house and they'd have the fresh, like, it wasn't sourdough bread, but you know,
every Irish person thinks that their mammy or their granny makes the best ever bread. I think it's just the taste of your childhood.
It's gin and rather, the taste of your childhood. Yeah. But I remember Marion actually spending. Like Anakoi Dama, Lemonana, egg cocoa, dog, I think ball call and stuff. So maybe from there she got her grow for it.
So if I put a gun to your head now and ask you to bake something, what would your speciality be?
To bake something?
Why put a gun to my head to bake
Ros
something?
Because I'm asking you how to bake. This is the topic of the podcast.
I would bake Ros Purcell's banana bread.
Okay.
That needs very little ingredients. About
and
four
I would
ingredients.
Be having a slice of that. Okay, go
ahead. Oh, no. I'd probably do, because I like making, I'd probably like convert one of my savoury dishes into sweet. So I love making this like root vegetable tart tatin, right?
Okay.
So I'd do that with like pears or something.
Okay. Yeah, you make tart tatin.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, that's very fancy.
How do you glaze your root vegetable tart tatin?
What do you mean?
Well, sorry, like what? Because obviously you know the way like the it apples are caramelized.
Yeah.
It's up. So like when you make a root vegetable one, like what?
It's still caramelized, like because you'd caramelize onions and stuff. You know.
Oh yeah, but you don't put sugar.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Oh,
you put sugar and sugar and butter. That's how you caramelize it.
And then you just put some pastry on top, like just
You stick down your parsnips and carrots and shallots, and then you put pastry. It's amazing. They put blue cheese on top. Oh, mwah, chef's kiss.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's very fancy.
And candied walnuts. I know. Like that's my showstopper.
Okay, and can I just ask now? Sorry, this is going to get to. But like, do you roast the veg? Because like
Riveray. No, you parboil them.
Oh, parboil.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
sorry, we've lost you, Louise.
No, you haven't. You've actually got me thinking, gals, you won't believe this now, but Norvia Snowskull, I won the college. Come down at me. Do you all know what I cooked?
Okay,
starters, main course, and dessert. Crab claws for a starter.
No, okay. Fuck off,
okay? I swear to God, I was in college. Steak for main course.
Okay.
Okay, and then I got Marion Muggerford to make a brownie for dessert.
Did you take it alone?
No, because I was co-amioch at the time. I think it was like little crab claws.
And now you've totally relaxed. You're not amioch anymore.
No, I'm not only amioch anymore. But yeah, I remember winning. That was great. That's pride for me.
And Phelan Keshker, actually, you know Aran, we were to play Aran and shit. Yeah. We made Aran, R&D, I'm shocked, got a batch bread.
Yeah.
Delish.
I did not know why batch bread was called batch bread.
Oh, why is it called batch bread?
Because you can't make one loaf. You have to make a batch of it.
Oh, great.
And that's on Cúiscuil na Taobhanna, Stroka. Yeah, because you make it in a box. You make like four loaves of Kayla.
Wow.
And then you rip them apart.
Oh,
I feel like such a dunce for never knowing that.
No, you're
a Kira Co-op run through Cuma.
Go on.
Oh,
well, I don't fucking know, but like, oh, well,
okay. I love how I'm asking if I'm going to try it.
Okay. Oh, which of Gemma does the cookery books?
No, like,
oh, Kenny and Deanie don't eat and they just collect dust. I'm so sorry.
Really?
Like, so she'd get asked a brand new treat or in a go, but like, I have
never
Googled.
Owned one.
Really?
I've got Google. Google. Actually, Kenny May Sheenthu's got Deliciously Ella. It's
oh, cute. Really? Yeah, and Applegum Hannah.
Yes,
yeah.
And they went on a Holt Austin and had a Shindun dinner now.
Yeah, actually, Toshi Gamad, sauce really magging in and she let, I don't know if you're into it, it's like coriander and cashews and, Tarodegnella and lime juice and like it's Federer or yeah veg roaster or and like eisk or anything. It's just so versatile, great to have in the fridge and just curtway or gacher than sherry blasa.
And Mall of Coriander.
No.
Isma. Oh yeah, that's
does it taste like, it tastes like soapy.
Yeah.
It's in Rudd's genetic now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's so annoying because actually if you like upper air Ocoid Ladady and we got this really nice, like, usually sometimes when you're on sets or shoots you don't get great food, but this delicious stew and it was so lovely but it was covered in coriander. I guess we'd be really a day of Europe, like on stew ahead, but I was like, oh, every so often I'd get a little taste of it and it just, you know, scrishing chain rod.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I fucking love coriander, like I put it on everything I could.
Same. Well, Enrod Nach is it too. Oh, Shaka's meat. I'm asking the wrong woman here.
Literally, I'm really good like eha gachrod except anything with coriander. I think it's the only thing I don't like. Other than that, I'm a great, great woman to eat.
Yeah, I'll eat anything as well.
I don't like mushrooms. I don't like trothy, which is really trothy? Hard. I like I eat trothy, but like I don't love them in a cap or anywhere they get. You know, but like in a like a tin of tomatoes, grad mushroom though is kind of the bane of my life as a vegetarian because they serve you fucking everything with mushrooms
and they're so meaty.
My life is really hard. Like you know,
it's for so tough.
I can't believe you don't like a trotha now. I'd bite into. I'd eat I did a little tub of cherry tomatoes like popcorn.
I've kind of forced myself.
But I love. Do you like? Would you have a bruschetta?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I actually would.
Yeah, love an El bruschetta. Yeah. I'm hearing it's so delish. Yeah, trothy, dasa, like good buffalo tomatoes. Mm. Now, do you know, on my last count, because we met Giri Mochid, Laura Agar, and Sonia Denny, I have 20 recipe books. And like, they're the ones I regularly dip into.
But how minute is minute like?
Oh, like, well, in their time, I didn't have an argument, I didn't have Dineer. I'm always like, so I'm flicking through, like, oh, see, I have my classics, you know, Gaheim Hernashkige. Then, like, there's Adina Tacht, I'd be, Kaham Anachidama, I didn't have Via, especially now that the Gober, the Tain, Savala, it's a great way of procrastinating.
I would bet, you know, like, if you're a Cogra, like, you're a Cogra, you have all of these very elusive ingredients that will use every 15 recipes and you've got a jar of it and you'll be like a sprinkle of I don't know smoked
like Aleppo elusive, peppers or chilies. I mean
I guess so she'd coke us and so Kenny and Tweed and then news one Tweed like or one got Kerevi
100% you'd make curry like ghavli and ohin I guess Kenny met like this specific type of shrimp paste on curry paste enough and it's been sitting in my fridge
no
or fried like kavli and but like I'm like I'm sure it's fine
kavli. Sorry a shrimp paste is not fine after kavli
no but it was one of these like Asian you know like and like it's all there's so many fucking preservatives in it but I'm like am I ever going to use that again but I can't bring myself to throw it out because I'm like no like I will one day use that again and you know waste not want like it's kind of it's hard to know if it's gone out or
I really think you should do a live taste test of this perfectly fine 2 year old shrimp paste
yeah god it could actually be 3 years old but anyway look we'll say no more about that tell me Trish kind of bugger right who's your favorite celeb chef do you have a favourite celeb chef?
I
used to be an Otto Lenghi man. Now I'm not so sure how I feel about him.
Like Neil Listicum, lads. I'm thinking of the Irish ones. Like
Mark Moriarty's from the Gaeltacht.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love Nevin Maguire. Chef? I've been
Nevin
to Nevin Maguire.
Touch any ass.
Vima Hussle and Nevin Maguire, a couple of bouts.
In Black Lion.
In Black Lion. In Ballymaloe, come off. Underwhelming.
In Black Lion.
Oh, Black Lion was amazing.
Yeah.
Dime and Ballymaloe, and I thought that was like underwhelming. Like, by the way, like, I actually, if I was to have like my dream dinner party guest, Rory O'Connell would be on that. Love Rory O'Connell.
Oh, yeah.
I just think he's a gas man. I don't know why.
Yeah.
He's so posh.
Neve can really a brand new wear like Glorica, but yeah, I must get better at that. But like, who's your one that comes out around Christmas time? Catherine Fulvio? Was she. No, she's always in Ireland. I think of Nigella.
Or your one, Doreen Allen.
Yeah, Doreen Allen's
always out. I'm sure Nullock.
Do I have a fave one? Like, no, Neil.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll kind of go, I'm sorry now.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But I enjoy, actually, we were on the 6 o'clock show, Le Janie Bites Le Kwanji.
Yeah, Bites by Kwanji.
Kwanji is a really cool guy and he owns a lovely restaurant down in Grand Canal Dock.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I know. Being on B, actually,
he made a delicious ramen one of the times I was on the 6 o'clock show and I actually was like, drinking it, slurping it up, downing it. Yeah, so I got
a really good stainless steel pan recently. It's an Evan Maguire. And he, oh my God.
His stuff's great. It's so good, great value.
I also have a garlic crusher that's from his range. And it is the best garlic crusher I've ever used in my life. It changed my life.
No, he's great. Actually, thought being Michigan saw it on a hood and cookware. Give me an again and done's come out. Great value, great price point. Yeah. You know, Nietzsche Roger, Augustan stuff goes through the dishwasher very good.
It does. And I'm trying to, I was Googling like how best to use a stainless steel pan. Sorry, is this weighted?
No, actually, I bet you go in stainless steel pan again when I show him can more kirkloch.
Yeah, let him go.
Yeah, it's great. Oh my God, it is.
But like, I did have tied it because, like, you know, there's a balacart to use them so they're non stick.
Oh.
So, Kaidu Liggins, though, if I read Te Agohin. Yeah. So in our current theory on Tishka's jock that it doesn't just evaporate, but that it's like ping pong, not ping pong, pinball, sorry, if you miss a fall, like pinball, Martha Shra Goss Kruha, either on stainless steel, August on Tishka.
Are you on Instagram, or else what I see, but will she character Chora Iguana?
Oh no, I just fucking scrubbed it.
Okay, grand. Yeah. Oh jeez, that's gas now.
Yeah, Kaithu ligand though, I recode it and then nothing will stick.
That's gas. Okay, so that's my curry pot as well. I make curries in that pot. It's a really good mahogra curries because you can put it out on the board then and everyone can just you know,
What's that called? Family style.
Yes.
Gokka curry lore and Irish style.
All of my pots and pans das are Ilimnach, obviously, because Neil Ainrod the Gumman Show, but actually something I am very proud of owning Ilimnach is though like Le Crusade set.
Yes, I have a Le Crusade.
It's even on my co-crack. That's another thing that makes a big difference, your utensils. North Homshegu Soid, like, you know, the pots and pans that are really das, Ola Crusade, I feel like I'm having a different cooking experience than whatever the fuck I have.
It's good though, isn't it? Because like, it's like when you go to the gym and a new gym set, you feel like you do.
Absolutely. I actually think the food tastes way nicer and cooks better.
Yeah,
because La Crusade gets hot and stays hotter.
So I got a present of a Le Crusade pot. Yeah. Oh, the lens. Shout out to all the lens. They're great. And fortunately, I had them. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a thoughtful gift. I was like, they know me so well. Every time I take it out, it's a joy. I feel like such a fancy bitch.
I know. Girls, actually, and do you know what now? You're getting such a bad experience of my hosting skills in Seán Lochlia, because also, do you know what I have for guests in our Dach Ilimnach? And I got this as a gift as well, a Bruntness, really nice Bruntness, is a La Crusade teapot and matching cups. And the tea stays so warm in the pot.
Sorry, are you? Yeah. Is this another slight against these? Because you fucking gave them a slight before we started recording.
Look, the porcelain Delf is definitely a great addition to the apartment. It's just so shallow.
I know, it's so shallow. I know.
But listen, Darren, we're down to three.
If we had an old teapot, though, it'd be much handier because,
you have the rest of our life together to get me a kettle.
Sorry, you were breaking up with me there a couple of weeks ago.
We're back on.
The on again, off again relationship. Yeah. Near Dormer, Fat Meal and Brownies.
Yeah, sorry. Coma de Gihe Brownies Love Dainta Igdirin. And they're delicious. Tushy.
Thanks.
Haraveth Tash. Like gooey. August Anna Village. And yeah, really good.
Chocolate boin, come on.
Lumps of it.
Yeah, there you go. This is my own.
In front of us on the table here is a good example of like a cross section of the people that we are. Darren has bought wrapped in tinfoil and brown paper gorgeous homemade brownies, and I shop bought a few Rice Krispies.
Oh, well, in fairness, you came from work for Michelle hungover or modern because we met Moher Rare, and I was like, I'll make these now for my how to bake.
Should the Idis Fane?
Yeah, Ian Michelle Susan Idis Shunner, if you may like. Shachteg or Uchteg.
No way.
And it's still my little.
Okay, well, we're doing.
And they've always been.
Oh, it's Runda. Is it Runda?
No, it's not Runda. I'll share. Well, people always ask me for the recipe, and I'm and then I'm like, because because I've. they're always my little. Well, not really. Tagalore kind of. But I just knew these would keep well attached, but that's why I brought them. Or Sinan Fogger, Ian Mayad. But that's my. Ian Mayan, Edis Nervime, and my Yegor, and I use it all the time now.
Do you think that you. Because you know you're good at baking things and people have complimented what you bake, it makes you want to do it more often.
Yeah, I get really competitive about it as well. Yeah. Now, Tosh, it's all really millish. Like, Tosh, the Anna Villish. I true load of just stiffs of Isla, like, the white chocolate and the nuts and stuff. So I just fucked them all in. But, yeah, and Úsáid my Bourneville dark chocolate. Whereas, ooh, actually, my Úsáid and two, like, Rodegan Alex Sula, like, a 70% dark chocolate. Níl Checho Villish Cena and Tasha Nice kind of chocolate. So Brahanshire Cadden Caidon Co-Aver Gwila Úsáid got
obviously I showed the go-to Rod Millish.
I don't know, Brahanshire. I'm a good, now you're after saying you don't like the cookies, I'm a good cookie woman. I always, if I'm like making something for someone, I make cannolis. That's a cannoli.
On a dollar of you.
Yeah, on the cannoli. What you put in the middle of them? Impressive. A really good ricotta cheese. We have to have a good one, and you whip that up and rind orange zest, I guess rind powdered.
Do you think they have a domesticated?
No, sorry. On Rudorchi, go see and shisha a maher, I guess a different people.
Yeah,
dissecting recipe, saying what's the best way to do things.
Oh my god, that's like staying out on Cosgatachtanese, and we have been like discussing the menu for the last like 3 shachtas.
Is it for like the family dinner on Sunday or whatever?
The family dinner. We like what we do, and like say, okay, obviously, Tammy Tchun. And like my mom wanted to do it an Indian way, but if you miss your raw, no, like you can't do an Indian lamb with all the flesh and sides, because I really want potato gratin. So then, so if you miss raw, no, we have to do it with flesh and figs and whatever. Like, so it's just really marching. Like,
what do you mean, flesh and figs?
So we'd like, so do you know, like, so we'll do a leg of pulled lamb. So, like, do you know what I mean? Slow roast it and then, like, pull it all apart. But then, ta unsized recipe sugar, good ninamid, orintella, like, figs, like, pomegranate, like, mint, like, cask. But then, ta.
I'm literally like, are we the family that get a Chinese takeaway on the Saturday of Pasch?
I know, like, by the way, like, do I believe Jesus Christ rose off the cross? Absolutely not. But I will take the team very seriously for my coach.
For your BS.
Yeah.
So what is Law Nullig like in the yacht?
Oh.
It must be next level.
A month. Oh, we have like cocktails planned. We have like the first course, second course, cheese board. Like, it's all planned. We have a little menu made out. And then we're like, Gopli and Taldina, our jobs, Diffrula. And like, everybody has to approve.
Yeah.
So like, say, if you miss your starters, Emily and Agsum Dinshkata, I got shafted because Shuan is really the baker, so takes a while of getting it. And Shuan will make like 4 desserts.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Like, okay, she'll have a lemony one, she'll have like chocolatey one, then she'll have like, you know, she baked Alaska Emily and then Choma or Gorshin, and then she'll make like little bickies and stuff. Yeah, like Tasha on
I
extra.
I always think of Will on dessert chin on impressive. You know, it's probably really easy to make. What the fuck is called again? Pavlova?
Oh my God,
Kelly is ace.
So ace.
I think that's impressive.
Well, some people make a very eggy pavlova.
I love when it's crispy on the outside and like the jazz in the inside, like little.
Yeah. Oh no, it is. Pavlova, yeah.
Is it ace?
It's always a show, please, or a show stopper and pleaser.
Yeah, it's a great pleaser.
Yeah.
They're in Fumi in the Yock, a game not a Casulet and Shrosh in the Bear.
Our favorite Irish actress,
Sinéad.
Yeah, I know, and we'll have the cocktails and everything all planned, like big time.
I can imagine. So in the Bear, like obviously it's fun in Milan and like Tav Rudiaku. So like just on Ganasa for Yenis to Abilin, like my Hulan who Tave here the Gwynnes the Kishin, you say behind, just like, and if you're walking around a corner, you say corner, and like they say really ace, it's Bacor Divishinaker. If I'm a Virgishan,
oh my God,
you know,
stop. Yeah, that'd be buzz.
Lane Timpiste, Hawkins.
Well, like, Nervich Misha, Agunta Clar, even, you know, Gachla, I'd be on the phone, Savale, being like, what's the story? And like, my mom be ringing me. She'd be like, right, Katayin, we've got done dinner, like, to see, like, what it would inspire her to do for her dinner.
Oh
so
God.
It'd be like, yeah, comparing notes. And she's like, oh, you did that yesterday, I might do that now, enough.
So, she basically love language. For Dailig.
Oh my God. I think it's Larmer Mearla Shohanahain, but I just think it's such a love language. Yeah. Like, I cooked an egg now. I cook birthday cakes, girl, like birthdays, Dina.
Can you do a red velvet?
I can do red
velvet. I'd love one. Will you do that for me?
When August comes.
Not
a moment before.
But seeing Quick Rorty, like a girl at the Wong Gleck or just the fist you carry if you've got done dinner.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like less scale a thought ecky Gleck occurred. Like I think that's really good.
It is, yeah, that's cute. But surely, like, that's a really into Coke Rod and stuff from Ash, really being on Rod Kane. Like, and being the Vaughan of all call, good minute.
But you know what? No, I'm not calling Mom out, but Derek Sheehy Feeney, she's given up on cooking.
Really?
She's like, I did it for 20 years. I'm done. Your father good can woman. Do it now.
Good woman.
Oh, go, oh my God.
I'm a yard. I'm a yard. Come on. It's been a kitchen of goni, you know, like, yeah. So it's a and I've gone out.
Oh,
so,
God. In our talk, it's dad one. I mean, I go,
oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
dark
yeah.
my mom. She's like, I oh just did it for too long. I'm so, done.
Gaff.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cadé on BLN is far lato chige agor rodegan.
Oh God!
Or what was your best food experience?
Oh God! I
started off while you're thinking. Chomishig San Sebastian. God gaelish. Oh God! Lianohin on Costco, and it was the best all I've ever been on. Unbelievable. Dirtied Gabrain food capital of Europe. Unbelievable. We were the team put in the bars. Bioga. Glenfiena. It was like 150, and like they do like the. I don't know, consider the pico dishes and unreal, like fresh prawns, new one, ham, you know, and cured ham, gmina conu. Like just gorgeous bits. And Vimer and Loglair just brought a chessboard and Egehe oh modern go ihe nurse plothy bugatan.
Yeah.
You know, Nivian to Rio Vlon, Hosair, and I was like best holiday.
Yeah.
Best.
Well, I think the she dacker come for the end of like le, I suppose value in Caidon and stuff yeah, high there when yeah. you're kind of cush farga. But in Erin I had a fabulous experience in COVID actually. Mish August Declan Coomer go West Cork in my sister's camper van, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we parked up in Baltimore. I'd never been to Baltimore before. And Bielan was absolutely fab. Sun was going down. It was a really nice like Irish summer evening.
Gorge.
And we got this, it was a really random plate, but we couldn't decide between like there was a fish special of the day and then there was also like a special pizza of the day. And we were looking at everyone else's dinner come out and we were like, oh God, that looks so good. That looks so good. So we got one of each, right? And it was like a plotha all vor lads with like a full crab, loads of oysters, prawns, and they were all caught locally, like in the Atlantic down in West Cork. And then like a random spicy pizza on the side, but don't ask me why. It was both a little picking at both was just gorgeous, and some pints of Guinness and just a brand new Aran Áirge because we shake a holiday.
The whole
scene was fab.
John, I'm going to interject here. One of the best Irish culinary experiences, if you go out to Inishere, Ned goes out himself and catches fresh lobster every morning, and then took Sheher Nashtach and in pint of Guinness, half a lobster. Unreal.
Oh my God, do you know what? Neil really more in Bailty a Shasna Mock McLeod or in McCown, like just ni Kamadam on Tolishin.
Okay. Really? Know. Yeah.
Yeah, not really. Like Vimer and Ashford Castle of Danes, Vim Baila, like class. I'd be sure unreal. But like I don't know, Neil really listed them the like Nabilty as far as you revogum.
Nervimer honeymoon in Ibiza, lads. We went to this Iberian ham. Like and cheese, little place where you sat at high barrels, okay, and you just drank wine. And the only thing, the place was called ham and cheese. It was literally like jambon and queso or whatever.
No way.
And you could only there was no menu. They brought to you whatever the special ham and cheese of the day were.
Oh, gosh.
And it was just a plate of crispy bread with jambon and queso. And it was
gorgeous,
a fabulous culinary experience. Yeah.
Well, now, see, I'm going to put this to you, Shiva. Right, go with egg and mash in when it's like you are in Spain. You're in this beautiful setting and they have like, you know, their national dish, which is the Iberian ham. Would you?
No.
How?
Eat it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat ham, girls. Like,
but like
it's Iberian ham cured.
I'm just
does it just turn
ham.
You off, like the meat?
I just don't eat meat, like.
I know, but now talk on Shiva Ella in my hail is a vegetarian, but we always slag her because we're like, you're fucking sometimes vegetarian.
Yeah.
And like, she won't deprive herself of a food experience. Like, now, if you're in cheer holidays, she's like, no, I'm back in the meat because, you know, I want to have the charcuterie board or the charcuterie boards.
Oh.
Like, so she's like,
what
like
is
that.
The meat you think you would break? out or break. Yeah,
I wouldn't. Oh, do you know what? Actually,
you'd
I was
cheat
asked,
on being a
vegan.
Well,
do you know what? See,
every vegetarian nugget after a night out.
I just have a scale grand where I was at a hen egg and Derek Shock today, and I took a bite of someone's sandwich, Danuk Iaharan, and the girls were like, "That's ham," and I spat it out. But I nearly broke my
sorry.
Oh my
one of your friends bring a fucking back lunch to the hen? Is it? Why did you
I don't know what who was eating a ham sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I took a bite of it anyway. I honestly don't know.
Like a burger, or did you have a stripper?
There was a stripper. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's done 3 of our hens. It's the same stripper every time, and like what? It actually brings joy to my heart because this man loves his job so much. Like honestly, he just loves it. He's like, and the enjoyment he gets out of it, he's like, come on, Bridie. He's gas. Like, I really would recommend him. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Is he coming to your hen?
Speaking of meat.
No hen. No strippers at my hen. But I text Colin the next day. I was like, I am pro stripper. That was such a good experience. He was just so fun. And he was like laughing at us. It was just a really positive stripper experience.
I don't get it. I don't get the stripper thing.
No, neither do I. Until this guy. And he's just so happy-go-lucky and like...
happy-go-lucky, like the wiggling his willy. I don't get it.
The joy this man got out of stripping.
Wiggling his willy. Oh,
who am
God.
I to take this joy from him?
Do you know, you're dead right. Would you bake him a cake?
I might.
Would you bake him into a cake?
Ew.
Bake him into a jumper. Into
God,
the cake.
And another thing I don't like are the willy straws. Sorry, no.
No, I'm allergic. No, I'm allergic. Like.
Okay, well, Laws. Look, good to know. If you'll never have to be in that 10. Position again. Anyway, okay, Colleeni, if you make on challenge, be a good Dave, right?
Yeah.
Tha Dershachtan Fada Nakaska Tathanis.
Tha.
I'm going to see. I'll find you a recipe for something to bake. What do you think?
Oh, you're going to give us what you're going to
give you a recipe. I'll give you.
Would.
So you tell me.
Love that, Darren.
Yes,
okay,
so what would you like to bake and I'll find you something good?
Ismalam Ruddy La Turkey, I think.
Okay.
So Ruddy La Turkey and Ismalam Corky, Yenov.
Now, Joan, I'm going to give you a really good recipe of obviously Tatu Morla James Kavanagh. And Isbralam on the recipe, Agus William Agor on Pear Tart. I'll send you on the recipe.
Stunning.
It's gorge. And yes. Joan, it's a real crowd pleaser, Agor. You know, when you're Coke Rod Ruddy for your in laws, like people. Rudbugni shinne that don't like, do you know, they like something a bit traditional or whatever. That's a great one because it's kind of like a bougier apple tart.
Oh my God. Ooh. Love it.
Yeah,
bring
okay,
it on.
I'll send you that recipe. Okay, so you'll do that now. Report back on Instagram.
By Marie.
I need Rodeganesca anyway.
Yeah, something basic.
And also savoury, I feel.
Savoury.
It's where the Rodegan savoury.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll give you to do, right? So, Gach Nullug, we make these crackers, a Gordon cheese board. And they're like
make
oat
the crackers.
Yeah, we make the crackers. So they're like these like really gorge, like oaty kind of oat and cranberry kind of crumbly biscuity things, but it's crackers or cheese. And
okay,
I see better say wag or
I beg me away. Okay,
that's easy. Okay, no, we're taking these. Okay,
something
reach.
That's like
something fucking savory. For God's sake,
three okay. ingredients.
No, okay, what am I gonna do? Okay,
Rodeganesca, yeah.
Rodeig and Aeska.
Like what about ropes. If I make us all the next day a cocktail or something?
No, you have to bake something. This is how to bake.
I have to be baking.
No, I actually think we should do a how-to because I'm trying to perfect how to make a martini.
Okay. Oh, no.
And I really want to get into them.
Well,
we'll do that soon, actually. Yeah.
Or spice
I would not be saying no to a how-to cocktail.
Yeah,
no,
let's okay, we'll do cocktail. That soon. We'll see how the baking goes.
Toward the middle. And what about something like a spaghetti bolognese?
No, it bake. It's you have to bake. Okay,
into the oven, Louise.
Sorry, it's going to the oven.
Okay.
Listen, what about
after 45 minutes, Louise learns what baking is.
No, do you know how the tourmaridagan dish now? Gafed lat a ball call and right. It's fedat a bit.
Nothing now that needs like fancy fucking, crockery. Like I don't have.
All right,
little,
I'm just going to fact you out of this. This is okay. No,
put me
no maridagan. Okay, hang on.
What about an apple tart?
No,
they heard it.
No,
it's
1940.
Pie?
No,
a trifle.
This is 1940.
A trifle.
Jelly shots.
No.
Vodka jelly.
No.
Shots.
No.
Oh my God! You know what? Let's convert her to cookies. Her cookies do.
Yeah.
She's too ace gonna do it.
Yeah.
And you don't need
cookies
a lot of
really ace good.
Fine.
Okay.
Honest cookies.
I'll give
I'll
you.
Make
okay.
You a batch
I'm gonna give
cookies.
You a good biscuit recipe. Something nice and handy. A nice little brisk cookie or something. Okay.
And they're in on Jukka Thiwagas and Dreely Thweed. And will you give us a crit lava? Like Paul Hollywood in Great British Bake Off.
Sorry,
yes,
I love that. Now I'm all in. Am I up against Shiva?
Okay, no, absolutely. No, that's not really fair competition.
Why?
No, I just
Because, sorry, how fucking dare you?
You don't even have sugar here. No, okay. What we do is,
like, I mean, there's a shop down the road. Like, I'll get sugar.
Okay,
on.
Okay. No, what Calm we do down. Is, yeah, I will test these out. So you can just call me any time of the night or day, and I will come and test out. You're going to have to give me a bit of notice. When are you planning to bake? And then we'll review it on Instagram.
Okay? During this podcast, is my Whoop has just sent me a notification to say that I'm in the high stress zone.
She meant to ask you if you're getting on with your roof.
So to be honest, can we just fucking move, change subject, because my stress levels are being sent into fucking
Oh my god, sorry, that's hilarious.
Took my hair.
No,
okay,
I'm actually joking, that's an exaggeration. I was for 34 minutes of my day today, I was in the high stress zone.
Oh yeah, okay,
I don't know what
I made,
but I could hazard a guess.
Okay, took my hair ash groove, and we'll share na hidus matashid gama. Okay, right. Girls, glush na shachtana shaw. Tell me. I'll go with douche because I shaw can ma, and I think actually just rud gan erin she the most gree because deach ma shaw sils hana hain. Ma ta creus a gota gura deigant, like ta tu, you're absolutely fucking dying for it, like a craving. But creus is actually like gluttony or if you really creus, like he was an old glutton or whatever. But Darren Meadna, like, I thought creus of gum everything, like, I have an awful craving for it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And especially, like, with egg and shoot gruel.
Can I just actually inch in a scale? Because I was racking my brains for some gluten shin. Fima wam mar vuntor and either eglerotetin wrong, modla 13 ool, you know, like 13, oh, yeah, like an apple tart. And like, vi the Naposhi fellum kind of say a scree, because she's dull heart, obviously bucal wine, and she was like, can't fuck a scree through shin. It was on iver a hain tree, and then a fuckle ool, 13 ool.
Oh my god, so cute.
She not a glue.
13
another piogue. Oh, tart, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, tart. 13. Piogul,
13. Do you know what I love? I love their as beerlin, their usad and dina on fuckle tart, you know, lishin brie eleg will air, like, you know, oh, that's well, quite tart.
Shower,
or, I actually love that because I think it sounds so bougie, but like, oh, that's quite tart.
And what would be tart?
Like, or into being cocktails on a tart, you know, like when you get a fucking a porn star martini or something, and it's just like,
I hate all those syrups.
Yeah,
that's actually very tart.
Yeah.
And I love everything millet, but Roe Village.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, when you just don't give a shite and you order a takeaway and you say to yourself, come as a fuck.
Okay, come as a fuck. Yeah, I mean,
so orinta, when I look into the cofra. And I think, like, oh my god, I'd love to be a baker or a cook. And I think, Irish, or come as a fuck, you're working hard enough, get
it. Yeah, that's it. Come as a fuck, come as a tuck, ma tatu girive.
PG.
Oh, PG. Yeah, PG. And sorry, Broner, mom was always giving out just for cursing.
I know.
Fuck it.
Come as a fuck. That's really mean. That's actually probably too mean, is it? Will I take that back?
No.
No, too late now.
Stand over it. Stand over it. I don't know. Like, to me, really struggled. Octomiach balia?
Octomiach balia.
No. Because so in Ryan's school, it's Octomiach balia. And in school, Ella, they have Tias. Can't you see Tias
there? Yeah.
T.I. Father O.S.
Yeah. And Tiaslin. We had the Tiaslin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's Rodan of Wienoch.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I mean, not prune, or nerve into a bulk on the coconut.
Not prune. Shouldn't go elgar, not gah.
I'd say not prune. Not prune. I don't know.
Yeah, she does. She wears a bit of slippers in her nightgown.
Hold on, leave them show heckle. Because I think it could be not prune, which is kind of gas. No, talk your own ogum, but like, I don't bake, so I don't really whip it out.
Do you know what I love? Do you ever, back to the Dunn Stores home section, Helen Steele has a fucking glorious range of aprons. In fairness,
Slating
beautiful linens and textile. Like, I love, like, the napkins, extraordinary margin. Okay, anyway, sorry.
You were slating people who wore slippers and nightgowns at home, and you're low key going around in an apron and a hat. Are you baking? Oven gloves.
And a glorious apron.
And a glorious apron.
A glorious apron. Yeah, because, well, I'll tell
that's
you,
just a fucking nightgown worn the other way around.
It gets very messy.
And it's not prune. Oh,
not prune.
I think this is lost in translation, to be honest.
Okie doke. Right, Carlini, Shin A, Wanga, on Tachtan Shaw, Bemid Egg, Tachtan Ashkov, or E, Nahidis Nuagwil, Shiva Ags Louise Contriel,
Tommy Ray,
Haran the Koska, Sulgamorlesh Gals.
We might even have a bake sale.
That'd
be so cute. We'll bring our baked goods to Liberty Hall and you can buy them yourself.
Oh god, we give them all food poisoning. They won't last the half time.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Slán.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, a word tussa, a giri nismo, how to gael, idle hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo goelge, August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August 4th, talk yuk star bud crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.